Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
All right. Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Jeremy Dayton, sitting in for Mike Horn alongside Corey Marino, our producer. How you doing, Corey?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good as well. Headed into Final Four weekend. But we do have a flashback episode as we're getting into the swing of things baseball-wise. Dodgers starting off hot. The Atlanta Braves, not so much. I'm more excited for the Final Four, and then I'll get into baseball. My Orioles are starting off okay. We are without Fred today, as I said, doing a little bit of a flashback. But you can always check out thefreddreyershow.com for past shows if you just love his voice too much. For right now, you got Corey and I. Corey, what are your thoughts of the opening of the season and going into the Final Four? Who you got?
Well, I'm very happy because I'm a Dodger fan, so starting off 7-0 and beating two former Cy Young pitchers along the way with Chris Sale and Zubel. That's a great feeling, but even more is my Final Four because I got all the Final Four right in my bracket.
I'm actually
in the top like 109th to like 200th in
out
the nation.
Out of millions?
Out of millions.
That's pretty insane.
So I need Florida to beat Auburn, and I need Houston to beat
Duke. Yeah, you and I have had that conversation. That is exactly what I need to win my auction pool. And unfortunately, I'm relegated to second if that plays out in my bracket amongst friends. But go Houston. That one shining moment we're getting close to.
We're getting close.
Yeah,
it's
so
gonna be a good one.
It has been a good season start for the Dodgers. Some crazy games recently in the NBA. This might be old news when you're hearing this, but Nikola Jokic, 61-point triple-double in a loss thanks to Russell Westbrook. And Stephen Curry hit 12 threes for 52 points.
Yeah, he was close to breaking the record, which was crazy.
What is the record?
I think it's 13 by Klay, isn't it?
That's crazy that it's his ex-teammate that has it. Splash Brothers. I guess that's why they called him that.
Yeah.
Well, it is a good time for sports right now. It's a good time to be in the lounge, even though Fred is not here or Mike. They are missed, but stick around because we got a lot of talk about bad pitching, bad umpiring, and we got the Dodgers' very own manager, Dave Roberts, flash down memory lane in an interview he did with Fred and Mike just a few months back. So stick around here. You're listening to the Sports Lounge, the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Jeremy Dayton with Corey Marino. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature Golden Age cheeses are a symphony of taste, from the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive abergelli.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com. Welcome back here to the world-famous Fred Dreyer Show in our Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer is in the house. Well, give us a smile, Fred, at least. Come on.
Well, I'm here, and you have all the ingratiable appetites of on-air talent. So go ahead.
We do. We got a lot of stuff going on. Here's the thing that's bothering me. I wanted to lead off the show on this week because we've seen a lot of things in baseball. We've seen these rules that come in that the relief pitcher comes in and he's got to still pitch to at least three batters before they can take him out. If the guy stinks like Alex Vesia and gives up a home run, I want him out after one batter. But no, you got to stay there, watch him, you know, hold your breath to pitch to two more guys before you take him out. And then the other stupid rule is that the extra inning games, you're playing in a home stadium. Your team is the Baltimore Orioles. You got the bottom half of the inning to come back and win the game, right? And in the top of the 10th inning, they allow your opponent to put somebody on second base. All they got to do is knock them in. You're losing now when you come up to bat. You lose the entire home field advantage. It's the stupidest rule in baseball. I don't care if they're shorting it up. The games are short enough as they are now. Let's let regular rules continue in the game, Fred.
Mike, you're full of you're full of vitriol.
Yeah, I am a little bit, and so what I wanted to talk to you about a little bit is now, and I thought we'd bring an expert in, but we couldn't find one, so we're gonna bring in our producer Jeremy Dayton. The closest thing we have to an expert to help
us. Jeremy,
I'm glad you said no expert.
So here's the thing: I've been watching a lot of baseball, and Fred, first with you, I need your comments.
All right.
I'm watching the home plate umpires. They are blowing calls left and right.
Yeah, they're terrible. They're terrible.
You agree with me?
Well, they've always been terrible.
Well, now you can see them because they got that whole little box there around the strike zone, and it's getting so bad, the announcers don't even comment on it anymore. They just go ahead.
There's nothing you can do.
Well, I think there should be because...
Well, what would you have them do? Stop the game, get in an argument, and get thrown out?
Well, that's why we brought Jeremy. And you noticing this, Jeremy Dayton, our producer, that this is a problem?
Well, yeah, it's been a problem for a long time. And I think so often the tradition of the game and the unwillingness to, like, catch up with technology the way tennis has and things like that. I mean, if they can pinpoint a ball that's in and out on a tennis court, I mean, I get the sentimentality of baseball, but they should be able to get the balls and strikes called right.
I agree with you. Now, Fred, you played baseball in high school. People know you as the all-pro defensive end, the wonderful football player with the New York Giants.
A million people played high school baseball.
Well, yeah, but you were there. Let me ask you this. As an athlete, as a former athlete, did it tick you off when a call goes the wrong way? Let's say you're back on the mound in high school pitching, and you know you got a strike, and the umpire's calling it a ball. That can really ruin your head here for a couple of batters here. Am I right?
Well, yes and no. I mean, you wish that when you go into a game that the officiating was going to be top-notch. And look, if I'm wild and I'm walking guys and they're getting hits off of me, that's one thing. But if I'm throwing strikes and the guy's not calling them, we got a problem.
Well, and I agree with that, and I think that it's a problem now. Let's take a picture over there. You're trying to paint the corners and everything. I mean, here you have the old days of Sandy Koufax and Don Drysdale. Those guys pitched 9 innings. They won by just one run. They had to get the plate here and there. What's wrong with those pitchers? We don't do that anymore. There's no command of the baseball.
Well, it goes into the philosophy of an organization. It goes into the pitching structure of what are the Dodgers known for. They've always been known as a pitching franchise.
That is absolutely right.
Always.
Yes.
And they generation after generation have come up with great pitchers. The philosophy is, I've talked to Don Drysdale when he was announcing up in the booth with the Angels.
Right.
And I remember one day we were up there and Nolan Ryan was pitching his last year with the Angels, and Drysdale was calling balls and strikes, and he kept shaking his head up in the booth, kept shaking his head, and was just mesmerized by the silliness, by the non-thinking silliness of the pitcher that day, which was Nolan Ryan.
Nonsensical silliness.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
He pitched away from his defense. The manager was in the dugout and shifted people around according to the batter.
Yep.
And they kept trying to get outs. And here you had this great Hall of Fame pitcher just pitching the way he wanted to without any consideration of fastball control. You know, all these great pitchers, I think we had a couple of guests on here in the last several weeks that agreed with me and you in the conversation was that, you know, we have a real great roster of pitchers in this league, and all of them are subject to the same balls and strikes, but not all of them are get the same calls from the balls and strikes.
Well, I think we're going to get ahead of ourselves a little bit, because I think there's more to it than that. But the basic ball and strike call, if I'm a pitcher, I would be ticked off if I wasn't getting that pitch. And it happens so often now. I don't know, Jeremy,
all the time.
And you, Fred, watch it. It's like 10 to 15 times a game there's bad calls. You know, they're calling a ball a strike when it's out of the strike zone. They're calling it a ball when it's in the strike zone. It is maddening. Is there anything we can do to correct this so that,
No.
we got the calls on the base paths are pretty good. Now we can do the replay. Shouldn't we be able to check up on these terrible umpires that we have these days?
I believe ownership of baseball teams,
yes,
do not want to turn their game over to
a computer.
A computer. They don't want to lose control over it.
Yeah.
Once you break that third, fourth wall, whatever it is, once you break that, and allow everybody to have an opinion,
yep,
you got real problems. And, you know, you talk to Tommy Lasorda over the years. You can talk to Walter Alston, and you talk to Don Drysdale and Koufax and all these guys. All of them will say the same thing. You know, this is my baseball for nine innings, and this is the only thing that we have to worry about is where I place it.
Yeah, but nowadays you're seeing the disparity of the umpire making terrible calls. So I think, I don't know, what do you guys think here? Maybe they should take that little box away so we can't see how bad the umpires are, because they're terrible. And maybe that game would make it a little bit easier on all of us, because otherwise you're looking there and you're rooting for your team and you're going like, this guy, you know, once in a while your team catches a break, but the other team's catching breaks. Let's take that little box away and make us just enjoy the game as it was, just to go with the umpire behind the plate.
Well,
and argue with them if you want. Get the manager out there.
Well, I just want to say, like, taking a step back, I think they could do that, but they refuse to do it. And then the bigger question is why. And there's always an element of control when you're dependent on subjectivity. But you brought up Nolan Ryan, and I just think of the truly great athletes and pro sports, you know, guys we're watching. What separates them is their mental toughness, because everybody's going to get the break sometimes, and sometimes they're going to be the beneficiary of bad calls. So it's having that balance and that mental fortitude, and that's what really separates the men from the boys when it comes to pro sports, which is something that I do appreciate, seeing somebody have everything stacked against them and still coming out on top.
All right, we're going to take a little break, get your thoughts in there, get into our chat
room.
We'll
come back on this one.
Yeah, we will. We got Facebook Live going up there right now. We're on YouTube, so get your comments in. We'll talk about them a little bit. You're in tune with the Fred Dreyer Show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We call him Sultan around here. He's the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. He is the great guy. And so, Fred, we're getting a lot of comments here on our chat room line a little bit. If I can take a look at one, I'll give it to everybody and read it to you. Jeannie is saying, whoever the umpire behind home plate was during a Dodger game recently seemed to have it out for Mookie Betts. He made more bad calls on balls and strikes for Mookie Betts than he has for anyone. And I agree with Jeannie, who was chatting in on that in the chat room. Fred, your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm sure there are some personal vendettas. It's a tough, passionate game, and you're not going to be able to cleanse, the roster of officials and players sufficiently enough to make sure that everybody is getting a fair deal. There's no such thing as a fair deal in baseball. I throw the baseball. I try to get it in on the black part of the plate, inside, on each side. And that's what Drysdale was all about. That's what all the Koufax. I own the inside part of the plate. Does it make a difference who's coming up to the plate? And most of this stuff is broken down simply. I can throw 100 miles an hour, and if I have to throw it under your chin to scare you into giving up and giving me the part of the plate that I came here today to pitch to, then that's too bad, you know. And so this is one of the great things about the sport is I think the last pitcher that I can think of was Roger Clemens, who believed completely that this is what I'm going to do today. He was even ejected out of a playoff game up in Oakland a couple of decades ago. And that's where he was raised. That's where he was. That's what he believed in. And for the most part, I agree with it. And we'll see what happens to the sport, because you cannot continue to have a roster on all of these teams of pitchers who have no future.
To wrap up this deal about the umps, it's like the old pitchers, if Clemens was out there and he wasn't getting the calls, he'd be a little ticked. He'd be yelling at the umpire, maybe get thrown from the game. His manager would be out there fighting for him. Now they've taken out, it's become wuss baseball. The manager kind of shouts from the dugout, but he should go out there. Here's the deal. If you don't take away that little square from the box there so we can't see how bad the umpires are, then put a monitor in front of Dave Roberts, the Dodger manager, and every manager so he can see it and say, it gets some glasses and go take a look at this right now and see how bad you are.
Yeah,
pal.
But you're creating a real tough spot.
Yep.
For the team.
Yeah.
The team shouldn't have to struggle with every single pitch.
Then get rid of the box.
Pitch this throne.
Get rid of the box from TV viewing. That's it. Get rid of it. That's it. Get rid of it. Now, here's the deal. Back in the day, you had guys throwing fastballs. Nowadays, it seems like everybody's got to throw fastballs. People are going crazy. The kids are saying they're throwing 90 miles an hour. They're talking about this. This Dr. James Andrews says these kids are throwing 90 miles per hour their junior year of high school. The ligament itself can't withstand that kind of force. We've learned in our research lab that baseball is a development sport. The Tommy John ligament matures at about age 26. In high school, the red line where the forces go beyond the properties of the ligament is about 80 miles per hour. They're burning their arms out, Fred.
Well, look, this is what they want. This is what organizations want. These supernova athletes who are 16, 17, they are the they put them in the minor leagues and they pat them on the ass and tell them to get out there and win one for the Gipper. And it's just not possible for these players to survive their youth going through the camps. There isn't a way to develop a kid's arm under the set circumstances of Major League Baseball.
Right. If this doctor is, and JD, our producer, is, by the way, Chris says it's great to see the face behind the voice, apparently, of this guy. Chris is liking the CEO right there on our Facebook live feed. If your Tommy John ligament doesn't mature till you're 26, these guys aren't putting in enough time in the minor leagues. Pedro Martinez said that they only get 200 innings or so before they get called up. They're not developing that ligament.
Well, here's the other thing you have to take a peek at. You've got agents telling their clients, 18, 19, 20-year-old clients, telling them, we want to keep you in playing order while you're developing in the Dodger organization or the Giant organization.
Sure.
We want to keep you so you'll be eligible for 3 to 5 pay cycles. If you're rehabbing from injury, it hurts the kid's ability to develop, get some numbers up on the board, and to have a real shot at making millions of dollars. And it's a race between how am I going to do here with all of the expectations that have been befallen me, and how am I going to not become the next phenom that suddenly is my arm hurts. And when that happens, it just scatters through the organization, and it's really a shame for the player.
It gets back to a little bit here, and so Jeremy, yeah, your thoughts on this? Our producer Jeremy with Fred Dreyer, and yours truly, Michael Horn. Go ahead, JD.
Well, you brought up a good point about the expectation of these young pitchers wanting to make millions, but a lot of these pitchers are some of the highest paid pitchers in the league. We were talking earlier about Sandy Koufax and pitchers Don Drysdale, who could just go 9 innings almost every start.
Yeah.
Fear can never play into any equation, because if you're ruled by fear, you're going to end up falling short. And there's such a fear of losing these high-priced players that they don't want to overtax them, and then I think they end up leaving them vulnerable in some other ways.
Fear, but what you were saying, Fred, getting back to your comment, the Sandy Koufaxes, Drysdales of the world, the Bob Gibsons, owned the plate. They were able to carve out the part of the plate they wanted by brushing a guy back or making, and that's missing from today's game.
But the difference is,
yes,
the difference is that was the philosophy of an organization, not just a star pitcher like Drysdale, who was an unusual character. Koufax, who was unusual. Stan Williams, he would throw baseballs through cement pillars out in center field.
Yeah.
What dictates that philosophy, though? The money, the value, the investment
nowadays,
in those players. They weren't paid like they were back then. So there wasn't the risk of losing millions of dollars invested.
Well, you do know that the Dodgers, we're just speaking of them because they're notably the best pitching organization in baseball, them and the Yankees and a couple other teams. But most of the stuff is geared towards, we're gonna come out today and we're in training camp and we're gonna make sure that Don gets his innings in preseason games. And do you know that in these preseason games, they come out and throw three or four innings in those preseason games.
They used to. You're saying in those days they did.
Yeah, they did. And they would come out and they would get ready. They would throw 75, 80 pitches.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't think about it.
They didn't even count
the
pitches.
They wouldn't even think about it.
There was no pitch count. They just, you were going to go and play. You're going to do five innings today. Go for it. Unless you got bombed.
Well, that's the ultimate mistake, I think, is that 20 years ago they kept saying, we're going to put you on a pitch count, as if that is going to do something to remedy the fact that you're throwing incorrectly.
Yeah, maybe every team should have a Trevor Bauer or a Julio Urias that, is kind of a little bit out there that could go wild and throw things on the plate just to get the plate back. But you're right, it's an organizational thing. It's out of baseball now. I don't think we've solved anything, but we just shined a big light on it, and maybe somebody can come up with your thoughts. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. We'll be back on the Fred Dreyer Show.
Have you heard? Kohl's has two exclusive new home brands, Miryana and Mingle & Co. From luxe favorites that are all about turning your space into a sanctuary to fun mix and match dining essentials, there's so much to discover. And trust me, you're gonna love everything. Plus, you can get an extra 20% off throughout the store during our friends and family sale. So hurry to Kohl's today and bring it all home for less. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offer ends April 6th. See store or kohls.com for details.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Barbecue season is back.
Hey, it's Ellen.
And this is Sarah Beth.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich is that zesty barbecue sauce. I love that it was a little sweet, a little tangy, and with the mac and cheese,
I feel like I tasted the brown sugar bacon first. It was the absolute best combination. Pro tip, 3 sandwiches are always better than 1.
Order the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich and our Coca-Cola on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Spending is out. Loud budgeting is in. Finding more affordable ways to do the things you love is one of the growing trends on social media, and Metro by T-Mobile can help. Whether you're planning to invest your tax return, save it, spend it, or a combination of the three, you can improve your financial situation in 2025 with tips from finance expert Carlos Garcia.
Create a budget for 2025 using the 50-30-20 rule. 50% of your money goes to needs, 30% to wants, and 20% to savings and investments. Automate your monthly bills and your monthly savings. Split your bills for maximum savings with a family phone plan. Metro is offering new customers 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 phones and 4 lines for $100 with no ID required. That brings your phone bill down to $25 per person each month.
With Metro, customers enjoy perks like $5 movie tickets, 15% off Hilton stays worldwide, a free subscription to MLB TV, and Scam Shield protection, all powered by the nation's largest 5G network. Please visit metrobytmobile.com. Sponsored by Metro by T-Mobile.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Dave, welcome to the show.
Mike, what's going on, my friend? How you doing?
I love you, Dave. You know, I've got to gush here for a second, so please love me. I watch you all the time. You're one of the greatest managers on the fire there, taking the reporters' questions and comments. You're just even keel. I know you get bunched up sometimes, but you are, if we can talk baseball for a second, you're the kind of guy that wasn't necessarily the home run hitter, although you did steal a heck of a lot of bases in your career, but you always had a great average. You always did the job, and I always wanted to be a baseball player, and I go, like, how do you do it? How do you come up there? How do you get that key hit, that key run when you got to do it? What goes through your head when you're on the line and everybody out there is watching you, 50,000 people? What do you do?
Yeah, I'll tell you, Michael, that's a good question. And it's one of those things that you see these guys that look at big spots, big moments, and Derek Jeter obviously comes to mind, and you see these other people that just can't handle the pressure. And I had a great career. I enjoyed it. I played my tail off and have no regrets as a player, and I didn't hit a bunch of homers like you said, but, you know, it's just one of those moments that you just want to be that guy in that big moment, and you can't be afraid to fail. And fortunately for me, when I was with the Red Sox, I had a big opportunity, a big moment, and fortunately it worked out, got a ring because of it, and it's been a great story.
It worked out. This is classic. That's Dave Roberts. That's what I see when I watch him in the locker room. It worked out. Clayton was okay, but, you know, it worked out. So let me ask you about your moment here, because you're kind of the Kirk Gibson for all the Red Sox fans, and we're a national show. But when they put you in as a pinch runner, and by the way, you were put in there to steal. No other comments about that. But they put you in at first base, and you got to steal that base. What goes through your mind during that moment, which, by the way, in 2006, this man, who's very modest, he was recognized that moment as the most memorable moment in Red Sox history. He's in the Boston Red Sox Hall of Fame. That changed everything for that Red Sox team. So what was in your mind when you're on first base? You know you got to steal.
You know what? It's one of those things. I think that, you know, I do believe the game honors you. And I was one of those guys that I supported our team, and I worked hard. I practice, I watch video, and Maury Wills, Michael, I'll tell you, 2002, I was in Vero Beach with Maury Wills, and he said, hey, he goes, DR, you're going to steal an important base someday in your career, and don't be afraid to take that chance, and don't be afraid to fail. And so as I trotted onto the field to first base at Fenway Park against the Yankees, Maury Wills was the only thought that I was going through my head.
Wow.
And so you're thinking of Maury Wills on one side, and then on the other side, you're thinking about Phil Buckner. So as Red Sox and baseball fans know, that Phil Buckner in 86 against the Mets, balled through his legs, they ended up losing. And so anyway, he was exiled from Boston. So these are the kind of the good and the bad angel going through my head. And fortunately for me, the good angel won out. And after three throwovers from Mariano Rivera, I just said, this is our opportunity. This is my opportunity to help our team out. And actually, Michael, a quick story is the bunt sign was on. Bill Miller, the hitter at that point in time, was supposed to bunt me over. And I told the first base coach, tell Terry Francona, Tito, our manager, to take the bunt sign off. I'm going to steal this base. And
Come
so
on.
They take off the bunt sign.
Come on.
And he goes, he's in my ear, and he goes, all right, do what you do. And so that's a true story. And so end up stealing the base, and Bill Miller gets a big hit, tie it up, and Big Poppy ends up winning it. And from that point on, eight straight wins, and history was made.
What part of managing that? To me, I think it's the most difficult job in baseball because you've got these big contracts, you got millennials, you got old timers, and you got to get in their heads. How do you, it seems to do it better than anybody. You get into all your players' heads. You got Clayton Kershaw, the outstanding, wonderful future Hall of Famer, who at a time had his own catcher, like Steve Carlton and Tim McCarver. You got guys that decide they may want to steal a base sometimes. You got guys that are in slumps. You got guys that are doing this. How do you manage in today's modern day baseball world? That's got to be a tough deal.
Michael, I'll tell you, you nailed it, and not just because I'm managing, you know, at this in this, you know, this day and age, but you mentioned millennials, and I think that social media and obviously finance, and this is and talking to a lot of head coaches and managers in different industries and people that have managed or been head coaches in other sports in other periods of time back in years ago and decades ago, this is the toughest time because, number one, there's so many more critics, and I think that everything is in real time and everyone has an opinion. And obviously everyone's entitled to an opinion, but now there's so much more criticism than there was that's out there. And also the money where people are really back, you know, a couple decades ago, not even that, guys were having to work in the off season to make money. But now the major league minimum is so high that you can get a month of service time and you don't need to work. So the incentive to play winter ball or to continue to hone your craft, it's not as much. So to get that special player and to find that guy and to kind of dovetail onto that is the millennials. When you mentioned Clayton Kershaw or you got a Cody Bellinger, two different type players and
yes,
people and Chase Utley, it's
yes,
one of those things now where it's the day and age where you have to connect with their heart. And in my opinion, you got to connect with their heart because there's no longer this dictatorship where you tell somebody to do something and they just do it. It's always why. And I don't mind the question why. And it's not all the time, but I think that to explain something, to get to their heart, to show you care about a player, I think you can still get the most. And I do believe, though, Michael, that players still want to be taught, though.
So you're an amazing right. guy. I just love to watch the way the mental aspect of baseball is played. Now, I don't want to lose out on this Red Stitch wine because everybody should know Dave Roberts, Rich Aurelia, John Micek, the three families got together and put this Red Stitch wine. So I got to talk about this because in honor of this interview, I opened a bottle of the 2012 last night. Now, it's
nice.
Incredible. Yeah, nice. Now, how did you, Rich Aurelia, San Francisco Giant, of course you played there for a while, we'll forgive you for that. How, did you guys meet on the field with the Giants and decide you were going to do wine? How'd you get into the wine biz?
I'll tell you, Michael, is so Richie is one of those, the people that are
Richie, you call him Richie? This is Rich Aurelia of the Giants,
yeah,
Richie.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, Richie.
Yeah, we're tied now, I can call him Richie.
Yeah, he's not playing anymore, I love him too now. Yeah.
He's Brooklyn. He's hard-nosed. And so when I was with the Dodgers, it's Dodgers-Giants rivalry, and we didn't like each other. And it was one of those things, you mentioned me stealing bases. He's the guy
yes.
that would drop the knee, play tough and hard.
Yes.
And,
yes.
But ultimately, we became teammates. And right when we met, we hit it off, and we started talking food and wine. And from that point on, we just love each other. He's one of my best friends on this earth. And we just kind of came up with this idea to get into wine and to get our own label. And it's just, you know, and Michael, you know better than anybody, when you go up to wine country and whatever part of the world, it's just an exhale. It's about the people and it's about the conversation, the wine, and these are farmers. And so when I was up there, and baseball has been my life, and so when I went up to Napa Valley and just exhaled, and my wife says it best, she goes, man, when you're up here, you're present. And she calls me Napa Dave. And so it's so funny. But, Michael, it's so true, is that I don't care about my cell phone. I don't care about baseball. I'm in the moment, and that's a refreshing thing. And so at that point in time, decided to get this go ahead with this venture. That was in 2007. Rolando Herrera, our winemaker. And
now, this is the guy from Mi Sueño Wines. This guy, one of the first Hispanic winemakers. I think the first, and he did special pruning. You got this guy making your wine, for gosh sakes.
Yes, and he's making our wine, Michael, and he's poured wine at the White House three different occasions. And so he's an amazing man, amazing winemaker. So, yeah, so Red Stitch and John Misek, who's in the hedge funds, and he's the brains behind this operation. So you got
really?
Two jocks.
I forgot, Dave, you not only played so well and were a manager of the Dodgers, you also broadcast for a little while in New England, didn't you, on New England Sports Network?
I did. You know what, Michael? It's one of those things that after I was done in 2008 with the Giants, and I was going to just kind of spend time with my family, and I got an opportunity and retire and kind of do that deal and be a dad and a husband, but I got this opportunity to broadcast for the Red Sox and Nesson and have a partner in Don Orsillo, who's one of the best in the game, and Dennis Eckersley was doing the color for the home games, and because Jerry Remy, who does color for the Red Sox full-time, was sick and a former Red Sox great. And so I had that opportunity to do the road game. So it was a great experience. But let me tell you, Michael, when you're doing broadcasting for the Red Sox and the AL East, when the games are 4 hours, I mean, it is a drain. It is tough to keep your energy. And a quick story is, I'd never done it. So it's basically talking about the game, and it's a lot of fun. And you know me, and you can hear me, and you know me, Michael. And
you got the broadcaster in you. You're the broadcaster.
Right.
Come on.
But I'll tell you this. The funny thing is in the seventh inning of, like, it seems like each game, my wife would text me and said, babe, you're losing your energy. Get your energy back. Because, I mean, these games, man, Yankees, Red Sox are so dang long. But it's one of those things, Michael, that I did it, and I'm happy I did it to know that that's not something I wanted to continue to do.
Plus, the pitchers might yell at you from sometime, as they did to Eckersley, David Price did on that play. It's like you got to be able to make comments. Dave Roberts, so let's, in the final moments here, you met with Rich Aurelia. John Misek was putting money together over there to get this thing going for Red Stitch Wines, R-E-D-S-T-I-C-H. The Red Stitch on a baseball. You'll never forget it. Red Stitch, that's the name. And so you put Malbec in your Cabernet. Do you do that every year?
Yes, we do. And that's the great story. Is Eric Bradley, who makes wine for Sojourn, he's got his own label. We've been friends for, gosh, over
Sojourn's another good
over
one, yeah.
a decade. And he's a fantastic winemaker. And so basically, he and John met in Argentina when John was on his honeymoon. And so John is reading the wine Bible, and Eric, the winemaker from the Bay Area, is like, what gringo is reading the wine Bible in Argentina, and I better befriend this guy. And so they hit it off, and they talk and realize that they're both from the Bay. And so anyway, John, who we were friends with, they were friends, and so Eric and I knew each other. And so he basically set up a wine tasting, a Malbec wine tasting, in their home in Noe Valley at the time in San Francisco. And so we had Malbec, and it was so much fun.
Wow.
We hit it off. And so fast forward a year, and we do Red Stitch. So basically, we have a little bit of Malbec in each one of our blends for the Cabernet.
And we haven't talked about the Pinot Noir, but you know I talk about Gary Pizzoni all the time. So Gary Franchione, Gary Pizzoni have that Pizzoni, that very good varietal there.
They own San Lucia.
That clone.
They own that ABA.
Yes, they do. Pizzoni, and you're getting some... You're getting Sobranos fruit, and you're getting Sierra Del Mar. Your Pinot Noirs are outstanding, and your Chardonnay, where's that coming from?
Oh, that's Sierra Mar.
That's the Sierra Mar, yes. Sierra Mar also.
Yeah, Sierra Mar. And our Chardonnay is kind of the Burgundian style. It's crisp, and it's clean, and it's not the, because obviously the profile of Chardonnay, and I think that our group with Red Stitch, we just like the mineral-driven Chardonnay. And so when you're talking about
it's great.
Chardonnay, that's what we want our profile. And the Burgundies, the Pinot Noir from the
comes from the vineyard.
It's amazing.
RedStitch.com. Dave Roberts, we love you. RedStitchWine.com.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Jeremy Dayton, back in for Mike alongside Corey Marino. Hope you enjoyed that blast from the past. Still very relevant, still a lot of bad umpiring, bad pitching, bad calls, bad everything in this world. You got to focus on the light. I guess Dave Roberts, he likes a little bit of wine. How about you, Corey? What do you?
Yeah, I enjoy wine, and but I enjoy the Dodgers not losing, so that's really nice. So I'm one of the happier baseball fans.
You got any plans to go to any games?
Me and my friends are actually looking into Jackie Robinson Day on the 15th.
Oh, nice.
So they're playing Colorado. That's
coming up fast.
Yeah, and you get a jersey, and it's pretty cool.
They're giving away a jersey at Jackie Robinson?
Every Jackie Robinson's Day, they give away something, and last year was the first year in like 7 years that they gave away like an old Brooklyn hat, and now this year they're going back to the jerseys.
You know, I think it's been so long since I've been to a Dodger game. The last time I went, I got a bobblehead of Yasiel Puig.
Oh.
That's cool.
He was good for a little bit.
He was. He had a lot of controversy surrounding him.
He was pretty enigmatic. He was a hothead, and he played his own way. I think he's in Korea or something now.
Yeah, I have not heard anything about him in quite some time.
Yeah.
He used to party it up there in the Valley. Near me at a bar down the street. They used to say, hey, Yasiel was here again. A lot of diehards there.
He burned bright and short.
Yeah, as do many. One hit wonders.
Yeah.
No pun in baseball. Well, I guess it's kind of pointless to do predictions because we know who you want.
Yes.
Do you think that's going to play out? You think Houston's going to do it and cut down the Nets?
I was hoping. I was also – I didn't – one of the main reasons was I didn't really trust Duke because I didn't know how bad the Cooper Flagg right. injury was.
Yeah.
So I was just hedging my bet there. I was like, if Duke loses earlier than the Final Four, I don't want them to keep ruining right. my bracket. And I knew Houston was good anyway, so that's why I did that.
Yeah.
And then for Florida – Auburn's the number one seed, but Florida came in as the hottest. They had like won like 20 or something in a row or something.
They've
crazy.
Looked very beatable.
And so I thought I'm actually pretty optimistic to see that my championship matchup will come true.
Well, I'm with you. I hope it's Houston all the way, but we will find out. We'll know next week. Maybe we can get Fred to talk about it. If you missed anything, go to the FredDreyerShow.com. You're listening to CRNTalk.com. The Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Jeremy Dayton and Corey for Mike and Fred. Have a good one.